Today's daf is Baba Basra, daf Kuf Mem Dalet, and we are on Kuf Mem Gimel Mabez, right after the Mishnah. Just to I zoom through just one point from yesterday, but it was worthwhile again mentioning Rav Chaim Shmuel Levis's Sahara on the story of Chushim. We talk about Chushim, Bnei Don Chushim, whether one would say about one son that Bnei used the plural, so he mentioned Chushim. The most famous story of Chushim in Shas is the Gemara at the end of the first parak of Sota, where the brothers are all gathered around Maris Machpelah. They're about to bury their father Yaakov Avinu, and who shows up? Esav shows up. And Esav says, no way, I bought this plot, and he's not going in. So they have a Zomach Lokas, and what's going to be? And they said, you sold it to us, where's the shtar? And they send Naphtali back to Mitzrayim, because that's where the shtar was, and they're all waiting there. And Chushim's in the back, he doesn't know what's going on, he's deaf, and he's very upset, and they finally communicate to him what's happening. And he says, Avi Abba, my father is Munach B'Bizayon, and my grandfather, and we're waiting. So he takes out a sword, and gets rid of Esav. And in that way, seemingly the Gemara has a positive outlook on Chushim. Right? He took charge. The question is, what did Chushim see or do that the other brothers and grandchildren, weren't able to see? So the various ways of understanding it. Maybe don't lose the way that Chaim Shmuel Levis says it in Maamar Tzadi Zayin, is that sometimes we can't lose the forest for the trees. Meaning sometimes we'll lose sight of the bigger picture because we'll get caught up in the details. Details are important, but sometimes we'll get caught up, we'll look around, we'll look and we'll see with this technical. Look at the bigger picture. Look what's happening. And sometimes taking a step back helps us appreciate exactly what the situation that is occurring. So that was Chaim Shmuel Levis about Chushim and the important parts of sometimes focusing on details, but sometimes focusing on the bigger picture as well. Okay, so let's get back to the Mishnah. The Mishnah said that if a father left banim gdolim uktanim, or an isha, if one of the parties invests and does some work in the land without saying anything, then the appreciation is split equally. But if they say, no, this, see what's here now, this now I am doing for myself, whether it's the older brothers, whether it's the isha, so then that would go to them personally, that would be allowed. Good, says the Gemara. Amar Rav Chaviva, Breder of Yosef, Breder Rava, Mishmei de Rava. Lo shanu ela sheshibchu nechazam achmas achasim. When do we say that if one of the parties would appreciate it after the death of the father, before it split up? When do we say it split up equally? That's only where the appreciation comes naturally. Sheshibchu nechazam achmas achasim. What does that mean? Not really naturally, but they didn't do it directly themselves. As the Rashbam says, lo tarchu v'lo hotziu mishalem klum. They weren't motzi themselves, ela minichse avian, sachru po'alim v'shbichu anachasim. They took money from the estate, they hired workers with that money, and those workers appreciated the land. So that's where we say that it is split up equally. Aval shibchu l'chasim achmas atzman, hishbichu l'atzman. But if they themselves were toreach and plowed and invested directly with their money, with their blood, sweat, and tears, so then even if they didn't say, look what's here, look what the father has, and this is what I'm doing, even if they didn't say that, it's still going to be theirs, right? Even without saying anything. Ain't is that really true? V'yam Rabbi Chanina, afilu lo hiniach lohem aviyem ela udyane Hascharla emsa. Reb Chanina says, even if their father only left them an idyone. What's an idyone? Rashbam bor vikisuyo. Some type of cistern, some type of bor for water and the cover. The sochrinosan, and you rent it out for people to take water from to water their land. So there is chala emsa. Vaho idyone de machbaz atzmahu. An idyone is where I hire it out, they pay me, so that's personal. That's not just from the nechasim machmas nechasim. So why would that be split? Isn't that something that is personal from the person, from the maskir that's involved? Answer, no. Shiny yudyane dilin tirusa hu da'avita. All you need to do is to have somebody sitting there. You don't want people to illegally come and take water out of there to steal the water. So it's just there. All you need is a little guard. Anybody, even a katan, could do it. In other words, that's not called work. That's not called investment. the way the Ritva says it here and the Rashba, right? That's not because you could even have anybody do it, and that would be enough to keep people away. So that's not considered avoda. That would be machmas atzmo. B'chol esek kayotze bo hana'ase b'kli habayis o b'schoros b'masa umatan shahayu yichol ama peutos la'asoso. Come on, gedolim. Young children can do it. So that's not called avoda lo chashiv machmas atzman. That's not chashiv machmas atzman, and therefore that would still be able to be split equally. Okay, so that's the first line of the Mishnah, that if they take the nechasim, shpichol gdolam as a nechasim, shpichol la'emsa, only if it's a shevach machmas machmas the nechasim themselves. But amru, continues the Gemara, ra'u mashiniach abba, but if they specify, look what our father left us, this is the amount. And now I'm going one step further. Know how much we're going to split it up from. Harayanu osin va'ochlin, hishpichol la'atzman. So if they make that declaration, so then they're going to get their own profits. Rav Safra, Shava Gavu Azuzei. Rav Safra, their father, left Rav Safra and his brother's money, Shaklinhu. Rav Safra took it, Avad Buiska, and he invested it, and he made a profit with it. Asu Achi Tavula Bedina Kamei Derava. So the brothers came, he made a business deal, but the brothers came and then they went in front of Rava, right? Rava was the one that made the original comment here in the Gemara, right? So they came in front of Rava, they wanted to get a portion. They wanted to have it split. He didn't make any pronouncements beforehand. So they said, oh, he appreciated it, but it's all going to be split up equally. Amar Lahu, he says to them, no, sorry. Rav Safra Gava Rabahu. Rav Safra is a Gava Rabba. Lo Shavik Girsei V'tarach Lachridi. Right, Rav Safra is such, every second is Tarasu Umnaso. Every second he learns, if he would be taking out of his time in order to make some profit, he's obviously doing it for himself. But he's not doing it for others. He's doing it for himself, because this is Rav Safra, he wouldn't do it otherwise. And therefore, he gets it, even though without any pronouncements, still, that would be the case. Right, says the Yad Ramah. Rav Safra was someone who was kol masav or l'shem shamayim, and you have to assume that if he's taking out a second, the tzurva mei rabbanon kol maisav l'shem shamayim v'lo tarach mederech eretz ela l'kdei chayev. He's doing it for the minimal amount that he needs. That's what he needs. We can't fathom what the level that Rav Safra was on, and therefore we would say in that case that it's only for him. Vishvami na, says the Yad Ramah, but what do you see then from this example? Dolo be'inan la'asnuye bifnei bezdin, ele giluye dalto ba'alma be'inan. You don't have to make a tonight in front of bezdin an official pronouncement. You just need gili das. Toha Rav Safra, dolo amar midi, v'amidnoi l'dayte. Michlal de'inish ba'alma ba'amira ba'alma sagi. So it's clear from other people, you need an amira, only if there's something clear that this is what he did, so that is why it is allowed. The question in the poskim is, does this apply halacha l'maisa? Right, is this, as machlokas between the Beis Yosef and the Darkei Moshe, where this is quoted in Simon Reish Pei Zayin, would we say that this is something that holds up? Reish Pei Zayin is the Simon about Hilchas Nachlos. What's the title? Misha Meis V'hiniach Banim Gdolim Uktanim. That's the title of the Simon, which is our Mishnah's topic, says the Shulchan Aruch. Echad Mea Achim Shalakach Ma'us Va'asa Bahem Schora. One of them took money and he did business with it. So im hayatamar chacham gadol she'ena miniach toraso shah achas. If he's tamar chacham gadol, doesn't leave a second for his to do anything else. Hare aschar shalo she'ein ze shari aschar shalo she'ein ze miniach toraso v'nisadik l'sorach echav. Right, that wouldn't happen. Right, he wouldn't leave his Torah for anything. Says the Sma Pirish im lo sheish lefan of esek laharviach bo ki yafet Torah im derech eretz ela bishvil acherim vada enu mavatel kibud she aduk kol kama v'torah kol kach v'torah. He's so aduk in Torah v'zeu shemasek amachaber v'kasav she'ein ze miniach taras u'masasek l'tzorach echav v'kakas v'atur l'tzorach acherim. Then he quotes, look in the Nimuk of Yosef. Which Nimuk Yosef? He's quoting our Nimuk Yosef right here. The Nimuk Yosef says right here on Samach Zayin Amar Aleph, here in the Dafi Arif, says Nimuk Yosef, V'nirali da'achshav v'zmanenu ein anu ru'uyim v'chashuvim k'rev Safra. V'din serve me rabbanon, shavala din acherim. We don't have such a status today. We, even in the days of the Rishonim, and I might add, even in the days of some of the Amoraim, they said, we don't have the status of Tarasa Umnaso anymore. That every second, Shein Oskim Kol Kach B'Talmud Torah. We are not Osek. Remember what the Rambam says in Hilchos Talmud Torah? You know, a balabas can only learn 9 hours a day. Right, that's it. Sometimes we have to work. Only 9 hours. That was in the Rambam's day. Right, so, what do we say? Anan Basrei. Right, so he says, we're not Osek. But yeah, Gavna Kosovo, Mefarshim Zal. Right, and that's why we look. We don't have the status. What else does he quote? The Mishnah is in Brachas about Chasen Pater Mikriyashma Balayl Harishon V'chein Be'inyin Pater Mitfilo Abre Mekomos. The Gemara says if we travel the first few days, you don't daven after you travel. You can't have a clear head. So not many of those halachas don't apply anymore. We're not on the level of we don't have kavana anyway, and therefore we say Kriyashma V'chulu. All of the examples, but that's the Nemuki Yosef. What's interesting is that the Beis Yosef quotes that Nemuki Yosef. In the Beis Yosef, but then when it comes to the Shulchan Aruch, he just quotes the Shulchan Aruch. He just quotes that the halacha applies. So you have to look in the Nosei Kalim that quote the Nebuka Yosef. The Sma here quotes that the Beis Yosef quotes the Nebuka Yosef, the Kasav Alav, and that he quotes Vein Advar of Nirim, Vedake Moshe, Vio, Masik Kadas, and Nebuka Yosef, Umeatema, Delo Kakasa, B'Shulchan Aruch. Right, I'm sorry, it's the Ramah. The Ramah is the one that agrees with the Nebuka Yosef, and for some reason, he doesn't quote. The Nemuki doesn't comment here on the Shulchan Aruch. Okay, this is an important discussion. The Piskei Tshuva also quotes, do we have that status of Tarasa Umnaso on the in this regard? Okay. And one or two other thoughts regarding Tarasa Umnaso. In general, this also comes up in Hilchas Shalashudis, in Suda Shlishis. Where does it come up? So we know, one might have heard, sometimes there are shuls that have shiurim between Mincha and Ma'arif. They have a shiur. So does that mean that they're not eating Shal Shudas? So the answer is no. That it should be on the shul bulletin, and the rabbi should make sure everybody knows that Shal Shudas has to be eaten, so actually Shiit has to be eaten before Mincha. Why does he have it then? Because that could be the only time that many people are going to come to a shiur. They're not going to come before Mincha, and Talmud Torah is also a very important value. But one might say, I learn instead of Shal Shudas. So where does that come from? That's not quoted anywhere in Hilchah Shabbos. In Hilchah Shabbos, the Shulchan Aruch quotes four different opinions what we could have for Shal Shudas, for Suda Shlishit. None of them are learning. Learning is not quoted. And it's clear, the Shulchan Aruch and the Ramah both say that what should wash, bread is what all the poskim, the major poskim, hold, that is what we should wash. That is what we should eat. The Shulchan Aruch says, though, that there, unlike the first two meals on Shabbos, here there are other opinions. Sarach lasosa bepas, some say mizonos, some say the Shulchan Aruch says basar vidagim, and some say fruit. But the Shulchan Aruch says, just in case we missed it, visvara rishona ikar. That's what the Shulchan Aruch says. The Shulchan Aruch, when it quotes a number of opinions, doesn't always emphasize which one he thinks is right. Here he does. Svara Rishona Iker, Shetzarach Lasosa Bepas. You have to make it with bread. And the Ramah here doesn't argue. So that is the Shulchan Aruch. And the Aruch HaShulchan has biting words. The Shulchan Aruch says, you have to, Behine, Gam Das Baal Shulchan Aruch Deika Ladina, Shetzarach Lasosa Bepas, Vikivan, Shedas Harif, Vaharambam, Viharosh, Vatur, Vashulchan Aruch, Shetzarach Ladavka Lasosa Bepas. Since one has to do with bread, chalila lahakel bazeh, va'avera, and this is the Aruch HaShulchan, who is always out to defend Klal Yisrael. Here he's not. Here he says, chalila lahakel bazeh, va'avera gadola bi'adam ekilim bazeh, latzeis b'minei targima. If you use mizonos, it's terrible, says the Aruch HaShulchan. V'yesh lahazer alzeh ma'od ma'od, ve'en heterkim l'chol lev ha'mezalzim b'su l'shlishis, latzi z'yechavasim b'lo pas, asidim l'tenes adin. That's the Shulchan Aruch. Great. So again we ask, where does this learning thing come from? So that's not quoted in Hilchos Shabbos, it's quoted by the Magen Avraham in Hilchos, Erev Pesach Shechol Yes B'Shabbos. In Hilchos Pesach, when we have that impossible day, when we have to finish Shal Shudas by 9:30 in the morning, because you can't eat matzah, you can't eat challah, you can't eat anything when the Seder is on Motzei Shabbos, so then what do? So in that context, the Magen Avraham quotes from the Shla, who quotes from the Zohar, Rav Shimon bar Yochai haya osik b'Torah b'makom Suda Shlishis. Rav Shimon bar Yochai, learned instead of Shal Shudas. That's the Magen Avraham. So, what do we say about this? Number one, it's not quoted anywhere in Hilchos Shabbos. It's only in Hilchos Pesach. In this impossible situation. Number two, Rav Shimon bar Yochai didn't do half the mitzvos d'Rabbanan because of Tarasa Umnaso. Tarasa Umnaso, here it comes up. but we can't do that. We can't take that behavior in our to our regular Hilcha Shabbos. So this is not what to rely on. One should not rely on that at all. And if somebody goes to a shir as a chavrusa between mincha ma'ariv, it's wonderful, but one has to make sure to eat shalosh shudis beforehand. One final point related to this Gemara, and that is Rav Safra. So Rav Safra here, the Gemara says, he was a Talmud Chacham, he was a Gavra Rabba. And therefore, you know, Dafka he. So we have another story about Rav Safra, not in the Gemara, but in Rashi. Rashi, the last daf in Makos. Those who made a siman Makos would remember this. The last daf in Makos, Chav Dalam and Aleph, Rashi quotes the She'iltos Rav Achoigon, who quotes the story of Rav Safra. The Gemara, why is it brought in there? Because the Gemara there is, remember that Gemara where we have the source of the 613 mitzvos, and then David HaMelech got it down to 11, and others got it down to less, and then finally got it down to 1, right? Towards the end of the Gemara, Hemidon al Shalosh, Hemidon al Achas, Sadek Memnoso Yichya, right? That was the final line that Chabakuk, so Tzadik gets all of the secret of Torah all down to one Yisod, Tzadik B'Emunaso Yecha. But in that first, where David HaMelech in Tehillim Tezvav goes through all of the Midos, so the Gemara darshins on each one of them. Who is it referring to? Hisalech Lefanei Ve'yet Tamim. Poel Tzedek, that's Abba Chilkiah. Dover Emes Bilvavo, that's Rav Safra. Lo Ragal Al-Shono, that's Yaakov Avinu, going through each one. Where do we see Dover Emes Bilvavo? That's Rav Safra. So that's where Rashi quotes the story from the She'iltos. Right? It's a famous story. Rav Safra had a certain chefetz that somebody wanted to buy, comes over to him and offers him some money, but he was in the middle of Kriyashma, so he couldn't answer. So he thinks he's just playing hardball. So he doubles the price, and he triples the price. And finally, after Rav Safra finishes Kriyashma, Rav Safra says, I'll sell it to you, but only for the original amount, because that's what I was intended to do. It's just I was in the middle of Kriyashma, and I couldn't answer you. Tola chavetz bedamim sha'amarta barishona sheba'osan damim hayadati litzam lecha. Right, that is Dover Emes Bilvavo, that's Rav Safra. Okay. At the end, if we have time, we'll get into Gavra Rabba, if we have a moment. What exactly is the definition of a Gavra Rabba? Not for now, but that's also based on a Gemara in Maseches Makos. Okay, but let's continue first now. Says the Gemara. So that was the first half of the Mishnah. Now we have the second half. Ha'isha she'ishbicha sanachasim hishbicha la'emsa. A woman who's mashbiach v'nechasim, so split it. Unless also, again, she designated and said, this is the property, now I'm going. So says the Gemara, Isha b'nechse yasmi, maya vidita. What kind of, what do you mean a woman? A woman doesn't yarshin. What do you mean that she's going to deal with v'nechasim? What, her, the ksuba money? That's hers. She doesn't get the yarshim's money. So, Amar b'yirmiya b'isha yoreshes. It must be a case where the woman is going to Yarshin. How does a woman Yarshin? So the Rashbam here has a couple of opinions. A couple of opinions how it works. The last one is, if the husband said, my wife should be like one of the sons. Right? We had earlier, if the husband gives his wife all the property, we'll get back to that. But here, he says, if she, Amar L'Baila, Titol Ishti, Kechem and Habanim. There are other examples. What if she is Bas Bein Habanos, from her father, she's an only, they only have daughters. O bas haben bein habanim, right? She is a granddaughter of her, and her grandfather, you know, she's going to yarshin like the tzlafchad, but of tzlafchad stories, there are a couple of other pshatims. Either way, maybe we must be talking about a case where a woman's going to yarshin. Says the Gemara Pshita. So then it's obvious, right, that it's just like the first case. Ma'u detema, kivan delav darka lemitrach. You might think, since it's not normal for her to be matriach herself. Afagav delo parish, kamo de parish dami. This is not normal for her to do. So if she's doing this, it must be she's doing it for herself. It's like kind of like that Talmud Chacham Gilui Das. You might think it must be that she's doing it for herself. She's not normally tarech in this, and therefore you don't need any type of declaration or achraza. Kamash balahan. Kamash balahan, we don't say that. We don't say that unless she specifies. She has to declare that this is the mashiniach li ba'ali, and now I'm doing myself. Right? So she has to say that. Good. V'im amra. And if she said it, then it works. V'im amra ru'u mashiniach li ba'ali hareini osev ocheles hishbicha la'atzma. Then it's going to go to her if it, she was the one that directly was involved. So again, the Gemara says, Pshita, so if she says it, she says it. What's the Chiddush? Ma'u detema kivan dishvicha la'milsa. You might think, because she gains a lot of popularity. She gets a lot of credit for doing this. Da'amri katarcha kamiyasvi. Look at that tzaddikas. Look at what she's doing. She's taking care of the orphans. So because she already gets so much hana'a just from that, you might think, achuli achla, that she's mocheles, the appreciation just for herself. And she would split it with a yarshim, because she already receives so much by having her shame, right? Tov shame, mishem and tov, as the pasuk says in Koheles. So achuli achli, she's mocha, the extra portion that she's supposed to get. Kamash Balan, we don't say that. And if she's specified, she's specified. Right? Also gets into the sugya of mechila belev. Can you be mocha in one's heart? Right? That's the clear, the Gemara, she didn't say anything here, so she, clearly that is the havamina that is going to be mechila belev. Okay, Amar Rabbi Chanina. Hamesi isha lebno gadol bibayis kina'o. If a man marries off his son in a house, right? In the days of old, people who were people of means, not everybody, but people who were people of means used to build a house to have the wedding in, and they used to then give that as the first apartment for the couple to live in. So, even without specifying that this was going to be the case, it works. Hamesi isha lebno gadol habayis kina'o. It works automatically, says the Rashbam, last couple of skinny lines, kino haben lo'oso bayis, takanas chachamim hi. It's a takana d'rabanan. Takana d'rabanan, this is how couples got their first apartment. The hilchaz b'lo taima. We'll get to that by the Shem soon. It's one of the three hilchaz b'lo taimas, laws without a specific reason given, and explains the Gemara in Gittin, the Rashbam quotes, going yesh la'aviv bi'ir b'ayis acher l'adrubo, that the father has another apartment to live in the city. If this is the only place, you can't assume that he's out. You can't assume that he's giving it fully to the exclusive rights to the son. So, set back to the Gemara, Rabbi Chanina says, if he marries off his oldest son, kina'o, v'dafka gadol, and specifically only the oldest son, v'dafka besula, and only if this is the first marriage for the son, v'dafka ishto rishona, and she's a psula, and she's, I'm sorry, that's the first son, v'dafka, she's siya rishon, and dafka if he's the first one to get married off. Right, so all of those, why, what do all those contribute? The Rashbam says, t'b'chia gavna chaviv leitfei, because that's all these assumption of Gemira's Das. He's very serious, he's very happy, specifically about marrying off his son in this case, his oldest, the first, his first wedding that he's making, very special, and therefore Gamar Umakni in that case. Interesting that the Gemara says, Vidafka Shiasir Rishon, meaning there were times maybe that there wasn't Hesir Rishon. There were times that the children did not get married in order of age. Right, going against Lavan. Lo yaso kein bim komenu, laseis hatsi'ira lefnei habachira. So that is quoted, it's not quoted as a din, but there is an idea. Meaning, let's say there are two siblings that both got engaged and they're both choosing the date. So if everything's equal, ceteris paribus, right, then you might say the older one should get married first. But if there's a younger one that's ready to get married and is going out and he finds the right one first, so then that's not a din li'ikuva, right? Maybe Rishus should be asked, but la seis atziru lefei abachir is not something. The Gemara here gives the impression that it wasn't always. It's dafka here where the older one is giving. So the idea that's also been mentioned is that was also before Maamar Har Sinai. We learned certain ideas, we discussed this a couple of weeks ago where it came up in the Gemara, comes up both in Shabbos and here. There are certain midos, hashkafic type of ideas that come from before Har Sinai, but not so many halachos, right? Zeriza makdima lemitzvos comes from before Har Sinai, right? Comes from Avram Avinu. And this, laseis atzira lefnei habechira, right? So that's also an idea of the older before the younger. That's not an ironclad rule. It depends on the case. But if everything is equal, then we would suggest that the older one go first. Again, those are all ideas from before, but not halachos, just midos that we might learn from the avos and from the stories in Sefer Bereishis. Again, a lot more, but we'll leave it for now. Says the Gemara. Pshita, yichei lo aviv bayis va'aliyah, bayis kan aliyah lo kana. What if the house that the father built has two stories? A bayis va'aliyah. So then obviously the bayis was only the bottom floor, where the wedding was, is the one that he was makne to him. That's the takana drabanan, but not the aliyah, not the upstairs. Bayis v'yachsadra mahu. What if it's a house and it's a porched area in front? So is that included? Shnei batim zelefnemi zema. What if you have two houses, one within the other one? right? The Rashbam says this is an intim salomar. If you say the bais and the achsadra are nikne, that's because that the achsadra kind of serves the house. The porch in front is kind of secondary to the house. But if you have two houses, zulafnimizu, so then maybe not. Maybe it's two separate ones. So teku, we don't have an answer to the question. And either way, lamaisa, that is not done bisman hazeh, because that is just not how things work in our day and age. Meisve yichelo aviv bayis uklei bayis, klei bayis kana bayis lo kana. The kash on the whole thing. If the father is miyached a house, an apartment, and clay bias for his son, so the furnishings, the clay bias, he's in the kone and not the bias. What do you mean? I thought that's the whole point of the tekana drabanan, that he's kone the bias. Rabbi Yirmiyah kagon shahaya otzaru shalaviv munach sham. The father still had stuff in the apartment. As we're about to see, if the father keeps anything in that apartment, the tekana drabanan does not kick in. We assume that the father still has rights and wants rights to it. If he has anything, otzaro, right? He has a storage house. The bais is not kona, right? It's not mot. They don't take it from out of his chazaka. Kavim mesecha Shabbos, please. Nahar da yamri afilu shuvcha dioni. Even a little chicken coop. Even chicken coop is of the father would prevent this from the kinyan occurring. Rav Yehuda Rav Papi Amri Afilu Atzitza Daharsana. Even a little bowl of harsana, right? Harsana is fried fish. Rashbam Kli Mali Dagim Mitugunim B'Shemen. He left his supper there, right? He left some fried fish in a pot, right? Even that's good enough. Marzutra Anseve Lebre Vitale Sandala. Marzutra married off his son. He wanted to make sure that his son didn't get the apartment. He put his sandal. Rav Ashi Nasve Lebre Vitale Ashisha Dimashcha. He left a cup of oil. Right. All of these are just there in order to have the prevention of what is of the apartment, of the Takana Darabana not kicking in. And that's any type of Gilui Das. The Ritva here says, he held Ashisha Dimashcha, Pirisha Haya Reikon, V'layat Sarach Lesuda. Right, even an empty, right, the Ashisha Dimashcha was even, right, the Rashbam says, Kos Mali Shemen. The Ritva says, even if it's empty, V'kolshikin im Yamar Bifnei Edim. Obviously, the Ritva says, and for sure, if he says in front of witnesses, She'ein Daito Lahaknoso Lo Dolo Kana. Right, if he does this act, this Gilui Das, if he's mamish megala daito, below amru lutzal hashem kli ela kedisha lo yitrach limsar moda b'fnei edim shiakli ahu kimoda ashelo. Right, it's just he just does this. So he doesn't want to gather edim and make a whole declaration, so he just throws a shoe inside. But obviously, if he is beferish, says that he's not going to do it, so then that works as well. Right, harsana is something that comes up in a few places. One might remember kisa the harsana. Harsana is Gemara Masechta Shabbos. Remember the Gemara about Onik Shabbos. The Gemara says there, if somebody's buying a Shabbos, right, he gets a nachla b'li mitzarim. Right, that's based on the pasuk in Sefer Yeshayahu. And the Gemara says there, what does it mean Onik Shabbos? Chol ma'anik as a Shabbos, dosen lo nachla b'li mitzarim. That's based on the pasuk in Yeshayahu. Nun ches tisanek al Hashem. Which has no limits. The Gemara says, what is Onik Shabbos? Bameh ma'ango, says the Gemara. Refute the Breder of Shul, Barshelas, Meshvei the Rav Amar, Betavshil Shal Tardin. A little beet, Tavshil. Vidogim Gidolim, Varashi Shumin. Refchia Barashi Amarav, Afilu Davar Muat. Olukavit Shabbos, Aso, Hareza Onik. Even if you only made a little dish, but he made a la'onik for onik Shabbos, that's good enough. Mahi, what's a small little dish? Amar a papa, kisa taharsana. A cup of fried fish. So when the Gemara wants to use the example of something very small and insignificant, but it still is important, so that's what the Gemara uses in Shabbos Kuf Yud Ches, that kisa taharsana for onik Shabbos, and that's what the Gemara uses here. You want to prevent the takana from kicking in? Put a atzitza to harsana, and that would be enough of a gilui das of the father that he doesn't want the son to be koneb his house. Good. Amar Marzutra says Marzutra something that the Gemara quotes here and in Meseches Gittin. Amar Marzutra hani tlasmili shavinu rabbanan lekihilchasa below taima. The following three items the rabbi said are the halacha, but they don't really have a specific reason that we are aware of. Hilchasa below taima. That's the language of the of the Gemara. We'll see the Rashi in Maseches Gittin in a second, what Rashi says as well. But first we'll see this Gemara. Chadaha. So what are the three Hilchos of Balatimus? Number one is this one. What's this one? If somebody has the wedding of their son in a house, so that house goes to the son. Idach, what's number two? That's also in Baba Basra here. Some review the Mashmuel. Hakosiv Gonachaz Alishto. We had it a few days, 2 weeks ago. If somebody writes all of their property to the wife, we don't assume, even though it says this in the Shtar, that it's a Matana. We don't assume he's giving all of his property to his wife, but he just wants his wife to be honored and gotten covered by the children, and therefore, lo asa el abuchapa. She's going to take care of the estate, and in that way, they're going to give her covet. And we had a suffix there, is this only a shrimira? Is this even by a bari? But that's number two. So if somebody writes all of the chasin to his wife, lo aso el abuchapa. And idach, the third one, is the one from Maseches Gittin daf yudala, dama rav, that's called maimed shloshtan. Dama li, dama rav, mana li biyadcha, ein lecha, tenei lamana, leploni, maimed shloshtan kana. If Reuven is owed money from Shimon, or has a pikadon, Shimon is holding Reuven's pikadon. Reuven says, in front of Shimon, in front of Levi, Shimon, you have my item, give it to Levi. Give it to Levi, my mishlashtan. In front of all three of them, that works. There's no kinyan. No kinyan is done, specifically from on Reuven's behalf. But that's what's called my mishlashtan. So interesting, the Gemara here calls this all three Hilchos Balatimus, which means, oh, there's no svara for it. But if you look here in the Rashbam, if you look in the other Rishonim here, they do give a svara for Hilchos Balatimus. Rashi in Gittin quotes the Lashon. What does it mean, Hilchos Balatimus? Ki'ilu kibla Moshe halacha lemisinai, shein sarech lasis batam. What does it mean? It's as if Moshe Rabbeinu got it from our Sinai, and therefore we have to do it, even without a reason. It doesn't mean that there is no reason, Rashi there says. It just means we follow it even if we don't know the reason. Kehilchos Balatimus. Tosfos there in Gittin. What does it mean? Hilchos Balatimus. Pirish. Mashemoil liknos. How it works. That. The mechanism. That's the Hilchos Balatimus. Where's the kinyan? Where's the kinyan here? Right? I want to give a gift. And instead it's going to go, my wife's going to be an apotropos. How does that work? I was mocking it to her. So the internal workings of the kinyan, that's what Hilchos Balatimus. But there's definitely, but Tosfos says, Aval tam yesh. Lama tiknu chachamim. Right, but there's a good reason why chachamim did said this in each place. It's just that the inner workings of the mechanism, that's what is the problem. So again, each one, the Rashbam, back to our case. What does the Rashbam say? Each one, right, by the sun, we said it's Gemiras Das. That's what we assume. It's a Takana Drabana because we assume that this is what the father wants to do for his son. Or in the case of the Isha, Hamesi Isha Labno, right, I'm sorry, that's the first one that we just mentioned. Ginai Hadavar, Lases Isha, Vein Makam Ladurbo. You're going to marry off your son and not give him a place to live? It's a Ginai. Number one. Aputrapis, the Rashbam says, Anan Sahadi, Tolo Akar Nachlas Habonim, Velo Niskavin, Elashi Chabdu Habonim, Mitoch Shochlan Al Yada. It's obvious he wants his wife to get covered, and therefore, in this way, he ensures that his children are going to be mechabed his wife. And finally, number three, Maimed Shloshtan. Why do we allow Maimed Shloshtan? Second to last line in the Rashbam, Lafi Shahadavar Tadirhu, Bein Abrios. This is so common. So common, there are no witnesses around. Below is Kiku Chachamim Lahaknos Bekinyin Ubeedim. The Chachamim did not require Kinyin or Edim, and therefore, it's very common. That is why Chazal allowed this to work. And if you looked also, Tosfos there in Gittin also quotes this, Lama tiknu chacham ma'am shloshtan, shalo yitztarech l'troach v'lasos kinyanim. You don't have to go and be matriach yourself. Just say it. Just say it. So again, it's the mechanism, how it's working, that's the chiddush, Hilchos Balatimus, but there are reasons that we know in each case of why the rabbis did this. If you look at the Rambam in Hilchos Zechiyo Matana, where ma'am shloshtan is quoted, the Rambam's lashon is, I'm sorry, this is the one about Macy Gadol. Macy b'no Gadol Absula. Bibayas, Kana Habayas, Ushi Yuni Suan Rishonim Lazab Ben. Velo Hosia Ben Acher Kodimlo. Velo Shira Abaze Habayas Yichelo Klum. As the Gemara said, the Rambam adds, Vidvarim Elu, Kihalacha She'ein La Tamheim. Kihalacha is like a halacha without a reason. Vinagu Chachamim B'davar Zeh Me Omdin Hada'as. Shemeirov simchaso v'ahavaso gomar v'hikneo abayis. Same idea. The Rachachamim were nogea this. They assumed from the umdina that they could say that because of an amazing simcha and love that he has, he gives this to his son. Okay, the Achronim discussed the Chakira exactly within Maimed Shlashtan. Here there's not as much Lamdis, but in Maimed Shlashtan, the Achronim discussed how exactly it is working. Is Maimed Shlashtan a real Kinyan? What we might call Kam Tachas HaMakneh? Reuven, Shimon, and Levi. Remember, Reuven says to Shimon, give it to Levi. So is really Levi now in place of Reuven? He's mamish giving it to him, like Kam Tachtav? Or is it more of what we would call a Sechus Tevia? He could take it now. It's kind of like a silik or a mechila. I'm removing myself, and now you have the ability to take it. I'm allowing you to take it. But I'm not directly making you a stand-in for me. Right? That's a question. Could be as a machlokas we've shown him. Can you be chozerbo from a Mayim Shlashtan? Could you be chozerbo? Right, look at Tosfos on the bottom right here. Tosfos on the bottom. Venira Lari. To be Mayim Shlashtan, im chazer umachlo, eno machol. Umafurish makama makomos. You can't be chozerbo. See, if it's just a schus tviya, then maybe you should be able to be chozerbo. But if it's mamish a kinyan, he's a stand-in, then it's done. Right? There wouldn't be an allowance to be mochel. Okay, but that's Tosas right here in our sukkah. Okay, let's continue. Says the Gemara. Says the Mishnah. Next Mishnah, Kuf Mem Dalet Amud Beis. Achin Ashutafin. Brothers that are shutfin, meaning they didn't split up the property. Shenafal Echad Mehem L'Umnis. One of them got a job. Right, nafal echan mehen laumnis, nafal laemsa. Any profit that he makes, it goes to the pot still. Really, goes to the pot. We'll see why. Chala, we'll see that the Gemara is going to say this song about a job that he got because he's his father's son, and that's why he's going to go laemsa. V'chala v'nisrapa, nisrapa mishal atzmo. If one of the brothers gets sick, so the doctor's bills are paid by himself, not paid from the estate. Then we'll see also, this is only if it was his fault. Tosfos says, Chalav and Esrafa, quoting the Tosefta, Tosfos says this is only by a refuah that has a specific amount, a kitzvah, a definite amount. But refuah she'en la kitzvah, that's included in mizonos. And that could be split. Okay. Tana, hai umnis l'umnis hamelach. This umnis that we're talking about, that the prophet is going to go to emsa, is only umnis Hamelach. Tana Rabbanan, there's a Chashuki Chemed on this, but let's first continue. Tana Rabbanan, Echem and Achem Sheminu Gabai, Opul Mustis, if one of the brothers was appointed a position, in Machmas Achen La'achen. If he was appointed this position because of who his father was, because he's one of the brothers, then he's the profit that he makes is going to be split up equally. In Machmas Atzmo La'atzmo. But if it's something because of him, because of his own chashivus, because of his own abilities, then he's going to get it himself. So in Machmas Achen La'achem Shita, it's obvious. If it became because he's part of the estate, the brothers. Lo Tzricha Decharuf Tfei. What if he's extremely smart and extremely sharp? Even in the case where he got him, Machmas Achen. Mao detema churfei garamle. You might think still, even though he got it for the brothers, but still, it's also partly him. It's his charifus, kamash balan. We don't say that. Kamash balan, still, we would say he can, he has to split it with his brothers. Tana Rabbanan, Echem and Achem Shenotam Matayim Zuz, Lil Motora, O Lil Mod Umnis. If one of the brothers takes money in order to learn or to get a job, to go learn a trade, Yecholin Achim Lomarlo. The brothers can say to him, you're moving out, you're going to yeshiva, you're going somewhere. Im ata etzleinu, yesh lecha mezonos. Im ein ata etzleinu, ein lecha mezonos. No. The estate is here. You go somewhere else, we'll give you something, but that's it. You're not part of the estate anymore. Why don't they just give him wherever he is? Messiah Lila Rafuna, Dam Rafuna, Birchas Habayis, Biruba. Rafuna says that the bracha of a house is when there are more people there. It's great chevra, there they take care of things. Maybe it's even metaphysical, right? It's the more you're here, you contribute. If you're not here, you're not contributing either, and therefore you're not going to be part of it. Birchas Habayis. So why don't you give him at least a lesser amount? Right, at least a little difference. Don't give him as much as... Give him something. Hachinami, yenachinami. You'd give him... deduct the difference, but you'd give him something. Period. Chala v'nis rabbi, nis rabbi mishalatzmo. Shalach rabbi mishved rabbi ilah. Lo shanu ela shachala bepshia. When do we say he has to pay for it himself? That's only if there's a pshia. That he... Actually, before we do the chala, let's... Because that's going to have something else to talk about. Before we do the chala, the Nemuki Yosef here says... Related to this Gemara on Samach Zayin Amid Beis now, Amar Amachaber on this line of Actually, he says it after the next piece of Gemara. So let's just read the next piece of Gemara, and then we'll see the Nimuk of Yosef. So Shalach Rabbi Mishmei Rebbe La Lo Shan El Shalach Bepshia. When does he have to pay for it himself? Only where he was negligent and he got cold. Avo Beones. But if it's an Ones that he got sick, Nisraba Mina Emsa. So if it's out of his control, so then it's then he's able to take from the estate. Hey Chidami Bepshia. What's Pshia? Kid Rebbe Chanina. Like Rebbe Chanina says, Dom Rebbe Chanina Hakol Bidei Shamayim Chutz. Everything is out of our control except cold. If you go outside and it's cold, you don't wear a coat, you don't wear a jacket, you don't cover your head, you're going to get sick. Right? That's considered your fault. You'll be able to guard from it. That's what the Rashbam says. Right? You should try to make sure that you don't go outside when it's have to listen to the weather forecast and make sure that we wear a coat when it is cold. Many of us are thinking, isn't there a very similar chazal somewhere else in Chas? In the first and last Masechta in Chas Bavli, Brachas and Nida, Hakol b'yidei shamayim chutz miyirah shamayim. Right, what do you mean? Chol b'yidei shamayim chutz miyirah shamayim? So it says Tosfos all over, whenever this comes up. Always quotes this idea. Tosfos quotes, yeah, we're talking about when it comes to midos. So then, Hakol b'yidei shamayim chutz miyirah shamayim. Everything is out of your control except yirah shamayim, how you react. But here we're talking about ma'ora ota ba'os al ha'adam, says Tosfos. Events that occur to you, so that's what our Gemara is talking about. Right, the cold and the hot. Right, aryeh v'ganvi, lions and ganovim, haba'am al ha'adam. Hakol nigzar b'dei shamayim, avaltinim u'pachim, that's not nigzar. Aval vadai, a person wants to be, has control to jump into fire and nar, but how he reacts is different. But then he quotes, Hakol nigzar b'dei shamayim, chutz miyirah, the Gemara Maseches Nida. So that's a different between midos and versus how he reacts to events. Good. Says the Nimuki Yosef. Right here. Amar Amachaber. Gabe Hadakai Malon, Minhag. Why does he say it here? Because a lot of this is about different Minhagim, about what we hold. So he says, Hadakai Malon, Minhag Mevatal Halacha, Kasvu Shahanachon, Shekol Minhag Shehu Betznai Bnei Ha'ir, Mevatal Halacha Gemura, Kechol Tnai Shebemamon, Shehu Kayam. If you have a real bona fide custom of the city that everybody goes by, so that overrides any other financial Tnai that is made. Avo Minhag Shehu Stam, Einu mevatel din gamur, ela b'davar shehu rofeif, ve'ein dino mechuvar yafeh. Right, but meaning there are minhagim and there are minhagim, says the Nimuki Yosef on our Gemara. And again, he says this commenting about the son taking from the estate and going and investing and getting a job or other related issues. What did the Chashuk Yechemen on this Gemara quotes, right, on the line of Achen Shiyot Echel Umnis? Right, he went to an umnis. Why is this here? Okay, it's a little stretch. Why is it here? But he has the case. Reuven lost a sefer in shul. And after about a year, he goes into his friend's house, Shimon, and he sees that Shimon has the sefer. He's like, oh, wow, that's my sefer. He says, oh, I just bought it from the shul. What do you mean you bought it from the shul? The rule in the shul was that if you leave a sefer there for a year, it's sold. Like, what do you mean? I wasn't Misyaish. Right, so he says, I'm sorry, I bought it. So he says, who's the din? Shimon says, I bought it. The Reuven says, I never gave up hope. So he quotes this Nimuki Yosef regarding Minhagim and going against Dinim. So he says, Hare b'ni donenu, davar pashit yoser sham minag lamoel. Bebnei shaloya kan minag shal kol b'nei o'ir. It wasn't the whole city, some shul made the rule. But if it wasn't his fault, right, maybe he looked for it and he tried to get it, he says that is not going to override and Shimon has to give, the shul has to give back the money to Shimon, and Shimon has to give back the sefer. Right? Maybe guests are going to come that don't know of the minhag. This isn't such a widespread minhag that we would that they would have to hold off. Okay, there's a lot more on Kol B'dei Shamayim, Chutz Miyirat Shamayim, and Metzidim Upachim, but not for now. Says the Mishnah, Ha'achim Sha'asu Miksasun Shushbinos B'chayi Ha'av. The rule in the olden days was Shushbinos, that the father, what does that mean? The brothers were sent, some of them were Shushbinos B'chayav. Look at the first Rashbam. Sheshalach Ha'av es Echad Mibanav. The father in his lifetime had sent one of the brothers, one of the sons, L'smoach es Achasan, U'biyado Doronos. He had sent special wedding gifts. Shekein Derech Shushbinos, Notol Doron L'simchas Chupas Chavero, V'ochelimo, V'zeyachzer lo. Right, they used to, you send me gifts, I'll send you gifts. That were Sheshbinos. So some of the brothers were sent as Sheshbinos b'chayav, Chazra Sheshbinos, Chazra la'emsa. So what if now one of the brothers gets back Sheshbinos when he gets married? It's split up. Chazra la'emsa. One of the brothers was sent by the father to the father's friend's son. So when that comes back, so it's split up equally la'emsa. Shahashushbinos nigves bebezdin, because this is a real bona fide obligation. So the father does it, so the father is owed shushbinos for his son. And when he gets it back, it's split up amongst his children. Aval hashaleach lechadeir kadayim kadei shemen enigves bebezdin neishe gibil chasadim. If you just send your friend a gift, so that doesn't mean that you tit for tat have to give back, wine and shemen. No, shushbinos was a specific understanding that they had in the days of old. In Shulchan Aruch, this is quoted, and the Shulchan Aruch says none of these applies. Bezman said we don't do this anymore. We don't have such an agreement, and therefore this doesn't apply. But either way, here it is in the Mishnah. Says the Gemara Amini Shalach Lo Aviv Shushbinos. The Brisa says when the father sends shushbinos, she choseres lo. It goes back specifically to the son who did it. Nishtalcha la'aviv shushbinos, k'shi choseres ben ha'emsa. If the father has to send shushbinos, I'm sorry, if the father sends shushbinos, so when it comes back, it goes just to the specific son. If it's sent to the father shushbinos, k'shi choseres ben ha'emsa. So it goes back as ben ha'emsa, meaning when it's time to repay. When it's time to repay, it goes from all. But stira, right? The Mishnah said that when it comes back, it's split up equally. And here in the first line, it says when it comes back, it's split up only to the one who went. So a couple of answers. Number one, Amar Avazi, Amar Biyokadan, Kitznan Nami Masisan, Nishtal Chala Aviv Tznan. So reread it. When the Mishnah says it's La'emsa, it means Nishtal Chala Aviv. V'ha'achin Shasun Miksasun Shushbinis Ktani. But it says that he sent the brothers in his life. Tani L'miksasun. I have a chazra shishbinis ktani. It says that it's coming back. Hachikamar chazra ligvos, when it's time to repay nigves ba'emsa. Basically, we reread the Mishnah to mean it's going out, it's not coming in. That is answer number one. Answer number two, Ravasi Amar, no. Lo kasha kam bistam, kam bimfaresh. It depends if it was explicated or not. What does this mean? Look at the second medium line in the Rashbam. Ravasi Amar la'ola masisa kidektani. Sheha'av shalach shishbinos la'acherim. Right, really, the Mishnah means that's what it says. The father sent in his lifetime. Ukshi choseres la'emsa. It comes back, it's split up equally. The Brisa says it's not split up equally. No. Ubrisa kidektani choseres la'ozaben levado lo kasha. The Mishnah is stam, where he sent it stam by one of the sons. He didn't stay with das ben zeh shalach. And that's where he goes la'emsa. The Brisa, where he says, he said it should go back to this son, back to the Gemara. Kidetanya, shalach lo aviv shushbinos kishi choseres lo. Shalach aviv shushbinos stam, kishi choseres la'emsa. So it depends if the father specified a specific son or not. That is the difference. What would it apply? So again, in Evan Ezer, in Simon Samach, just to read, the Shulchan Aruch quotes this idea of shushbinos, kshinosi adam isha, derech shereyav umyudaav, shulchan lo mos, Kadeshi is chazek al otsa, shemotzi b'mishte, he gets some money, v'chulu, and that creates a chiyuv later on. El shemisa hu isha, yachsav yishlach lo, kamosha shalach lo, v'chulu. Ulofisha bizman azeh lo nagu l'tvo atfi azu, ra'isi shol laharach bazeh. Shulchan Aruch has, I'm not going to write any more besides this one sif, because it is not noig bizman azeh, we have a different reality, so this was a mutual chiyuv that we don't have anymore today. Okay, we're up to the third answer of Shmuel, but we'll stop and we will continue. Third answer to the stira between the Mishnah and the Brisa.